The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show. Anton in for Pat. Now, to that story of the estate where residents fear that clamping laws may make them homeless. This is renters in Cedarview in Northwood Santry. They were beyond shocked when they received a letter from the Housing Estates Management Company telling them that virtually all on-street parking is going to result in clamping from next week. Residents say they're living in a nightmare thanks to horrific new clamping measures. One of those is Owen McCann, who is a resident in Cedarview. Owen, this came somewhat out of the blue. You had been there for a year before this was decided.
Hi, Anton. Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me on. Yeah, so I've been living here for 12 months and then on Friday we were informed that basically the whole estate's been put in a red zone for roadside parking, and if you park there, you'll be clamped from next Thursday the 1st.
And this isn't City Council, this is the management company who has issued this missive.
No, yeah, it's private clamping. It's the management company that have informed us about it. So it's not Dublin Council, it's all private.
And does that not mean that it was up to the residents and that it is the residents themselves who will have made this decision?
So in April there was an AGM, and so there was an issue with parking because people were parking on stop signs and corners. So they wanted a resolution to the parking, as we all do. So it was put to a vote, but only for homeowners. So majority of the state is renters, and renters weren't given a vote. And the agency that looks after us abstained from voting and wouldn't vote to represent us. So there's 104 houses in the whole estate, but as it was only homeowners, 11 votes was good enough to get it through. So only of the 104 houses, only 11 houses voted for this to take place. So it's nowhere near a majority. Like, we have a WhatsApp group going at the minute of 133 residents who are affected by this, who don't want this to be brought in. So it's not majority at all.
So this is democracy from 250 years ago. It is the owners who get to vote, not the people who live there.
Yeah, so it was just for homeowners. So of the 104 houses in the estate, 63 houses, including the one I rent, is owned by DWS. So that's a German vulture fund. So they're not even in the country, so they're not going to listen to the renters' fears, the renters' issues. So the renters had no votes. And then the letting the agency that look after us, they abstain from the vote. So they, even though a vast majority don't want this to happen, we had no vote, we had no say.
And to put those numbers just in context again, the vote was carried by 11 votes, and you say it affects 100 plus people who would want it to be the other way.
Yeah, so the vote was just for homeowners, and the vote was 11 to 10. So the vote was one vote in the swing. But it was only homeowners. So only 21 houses of the 104 voted on it. And of the rest of the houses, like, I've been knocking door to door the last few days just to ask people about it. And like, the fear and anxiety on people's faces, they're like, I need to sell my car or I need to find alternative accommodation. People just don't know what they're going to do right now.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. For those who haven't seen the pictures of the estate, give us a sense of the impact that it will have if you're not able to park. Is there are no driveways to park in, or are there?
So all the houses are either 4-bed houses or 5-bed houses, and majority, as I said, are rented by young professionals. So we're all in like house sharing arrangements. So for example, my house is, there's 4 of us in it. We're 4 primary school teachers, so we have 4 cars. But there's only two car spots in the driveway. So, but when the house showing was happening in 2020, that's when the estate opened up. The realtor said, "Don't worry, there's ample parking around the estate. You can park on the roadside, just don't block driveways, don't park in corners." But we're perfect. And as it was 2020, it was during COVID, it was during lockdown. So lots of people agreed to take the homes purely from the website. And on the original website, there was a picture of a car park on the far side of the estate, which never was built. But people are like, "Ah, look, it doesn't matter because there's ample parking around the estate. We can park here, it's fine."
Text saying, "This is an absolute disgrace for all the people living in Cedarview. Their life has been turned upside down, and now many schools in Dublin are going to be left without teachers returning to the classroom. It'll have a particular impact on children with special needs when their special education teacher is going to have to be pulled into class. It has a massive knock-on effect. And although this is a measure regularly brought into communities with management companies, it is a nightmare and it's hard to get around. Truthfully, it's only the tip of the iceberg with issues around management companies." Owen, we wish you and the other residents well in getting it resolved. involved. That's Owen McCann, resident in Cedar View Estate. Now, coming up later on News Talk, the cost of food and other essentials is pushing families towards charities for help. And we'll be hearing from one of those charities who said it is their expectation that they will be having record requirements on their services.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.